From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura has presided over a new round of talks on Syria's political transition in Geneva. He underscored the need to preserve a six-week-old cessation of hostilities, shaken by what he called several in serious violations.
I did raise, and by the way, I raised it in each capital, my concern about the deterioration in some places of the security situation, but there have been still incidents and not a bushfire.
De Mistura, who met with Russian, Syrian, Iranian, and Jordanian officials during a break in the proximity talks, promised to go deeper this time into the issue of a political transition. A top Syrian official, Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Mekdad, told the Associated Press Wednesday the opposition should let go of the dream of getting President Bashar al-Assad to step down. The UN diplomat met Wednesday with members of the opposition High Negotiation Committee. Government negotiators are due in Geneva by Friday. The chairman of the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Wednesday criticized a stream of allegations of sex abuse by U.N. peacekeepers in Africa. Senator Bob Corker said the U.S. is the largest contributor to U.N. peacekeeping operations, and he expressed disgust at reports calling into question the competence of the U.N. Secretary General.
What is wrong with him? I mean, is he just so inept that he can't cause a body like this to keep this from happening over and over and over again?
Dozens of allegations of sexual abuse have been reported, especially in Democratic Republic of Congo and Central African Republic. Allegations of abuse by UN peacekeepers and staff rose last year, despite the institution's zero-tolerance policy on such misconduct. This is VOA News. President Obama Wednesday said the U.S.-led coalition has momentum and plans to keep it up in the fight against the Islamic State.
This remains a difficult fight and a complex one, involving many countries and different communities in Syria and in Iraq.
He said the IS group is on the defensive. He spoke after talks with his national security team at the headquarters of the Central Intelligence Agency. Mr. Obama said IS leadership has had a few bad months, citing the recent capture of Abu Dawood, leader of the IS chemical weapons program, and the killing of Abu Salah, an IS financier in Iraq. The U.S. accused authoritarian regimes worldwide Wednesday of suppressing their people and, quote, increasing vigor and viciousness to control any activities that might threaten their power. Secretary of State John Kerry presided over the release of the 40th Annual Human Rights Record, where he said a global crackdown on civil society has deepened.
This includes the states of Central Asia, where civil society is heavily embattled. It includes Egypt, where I emphasize the importance of distinguishing between violent and nonviolent dissent. It includes Cuba, where President Obama and I urged the authorities to allow more political openness and online access. The human rights reports spell out our concerns on every continent, but the most widespread and dramatic violations in 2015 were those in the Middle East.
He said the confluence of terrorism and the Syrian conflict caused enormous suffering in the region in 2015. Police along the Greek-Macedonian border Wednesday fired tear gas at a crowd of migrants stranded in Greece as they attempted to pull down part of the fence separating the two countries. Witnesses said the protesters threw stones. No arrests were made. No injuries were reported. International Monetary Fund experts say the risks of financial instability are on the rise in wealthy nations and remain high in emerging markets. Vitor Gaspar is director of the IMF Fiscal Affairs Department.
Far-reaching trends are shaping today's global outlook, and a very important trend is the weakness of global growth, the weakness in global economic activity, and very low inflation in advanced economies.
The IMF's Jose Vinales, meanwhile, said recent market turmoil reflects faltering growth, rising uncertainty, and falling confidence among investors. Polls are now closed following 3 days of a referendum in Sudan's Darfur region, whether to consolidate the region's five states into one. The ballot was boycotted by rebel groups, saying the outcome would be rigged in the government's favor. Asian markets soared to four-month highs Thursday, buoyed by rallies in New York and Europe, positive trade data from China, and Singapore's unexpected easing of monetary policy. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.